1-800-925. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn. Happy Halloween. It is a real mess outside right now as the rain has come back, and it is coming down in buckets here in the Butler area right now and in much of our listening area, some really heavy rain. We knew this was going to happen. We had a few hours respite before dawn and during the early morning hours today, but the weather folks warned us that the rain would be coming back, as it did last evening and through much of the overnight before tapering off prior to dawn. And the rain is back in spades, heavy downpours. A thunderstorm cannot be ruled out this afternoon. Temperatures have inched up into the mid-60s. It's hard to believe how warm it is given all the rain. And we may climb another couple of degrees. So if you hear a rumble of thunder later on this afternoon, don't be too concerned. Big changes are coming. It's going to get much, much colder overnight. As you heard Tracy say, there's a wind advisory that kicks in at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and that'll be the beginning of the end as the front begins to move out. It's possible that these heavy downpours will wrap up before evening. So maybe those communities that are still having trick-or-treat tonight will end up okay with just some scattered showers. We don't know. That's still in a state of flux. But we know for sure that it's going to get very, very gusty, and the temperatures are going to just plummet overnight all the way down to the low 30s, to the freezing mark first thing tomorrow morning. There may even be some wet snow at the tail end of all this. So we're in for quite a ride here over the next day or so weather-wise. Open talk to begin the program today. We're going to be talking a little bit later about life steps in general, and specifically the Rotary Life Steps Pancake Festival that's going to be coming up next Tuesday on Election Day. Significant anniversary for this event, which has become a real tradition on Election Day around here. But we'll get the details on that from Allison DeLuca from Life Steps a little bit later on the program. Open talk to begin with at 283-2525, 283-2525. I'd like to know if you have any memories of Halloween that are different from today. I do. When I was a kid and went trick-or-treating, and you know, I can only remember doing it for 3 or 4 years maybe, you know, when you're a little kid. You know, it's kind of cute, but after you get to a certain age, you know, you don't do that anymore. That's for the little ones. But where I grew up, and I spent my childhood years in a very small town, Parker, up along the Allegheny River, there was never any official trick-or-treat night. You know, nowadays, everybody designates a trick-or-treat night and a time. You know, all the different municipalities and the boroughs and everybody have an official trick-or-treat time. We didn't have that when I was a kid, did you? Those of you who are, you know, baby boomers or older. You just did it on Halloween. Or maybe the night before. But there was no official time for it. And we also only did it on our street. So it was just, you know, around the neighborhood. 6, 7 stops, 8 stops, something like that. That was it. We didn't go all over town. We certainly didn't go to another town to go trick-or-treating. It was, well, I guess it was a simpler time. You know? We did have one thing, and I was talking about this with my morning colleague, Kate, this morning. The Parker City Volunteer Fire Department used to have a Halloween parade for the kids. Now, they haven't done that for quite some time. but that was kind of nice because all the kids in town would get into their Halloween costume and we'd parade to the junior high gymnasium where the firefighters always had a bag of candy for us, bag of treats, and they judged the costumes and, you know, all of that sort of thing. And it was just a community Halloween party, a public Halloween party. Great, great thing that the firefighters used to do. Those are my memories of, you know, my childhood years of Halloween. Did you, when you were a kid, was there an official trick-or-treat night? I think that's a newer development. Yeah. Now, I also went through the period, and I'm sure many of you did as well, if you're honest about it, to do a little trickery. You know, I can remember going soaping windows two or three years. And when you're, 11, 12 years old, that's a big deal. You know, and as I remember it, you know, half of the fun was talking about it. You know, oh, what are we doing? Where are we going tonight? What are we going to do? You know, oh, well, we'll get this, we'll get that house, and watching for the police, or in our case, the one town cop, the one officer. And when you're 11, 12 years old, you know, it's kind of an adventure. We never caused any real damage. Although, in retrospect, I'm sure there were some people for whom it was a great inconvenience to have to wash their windows after Halloween. But, you know, a quick rub of the soap, and then you were gone, and then you met up with your pals, and, that was close, you know, that was a big deal. And then a year or two later, you outgrew that, and, you know, that's the end of that. Oh, yes, and one other thing. And I don't know whether they still have school Halloween parties? Pat Parker, do you know? They still have those? Whenever your son was going to school, have Halloween parties at school? Do they? Costumes and everything? Yeah, we did that in the early primary grades, I'm thinking. You know, maybe up through third or fourth grade. And, you know, everybody brought in cookies or cupcakes or something like that and had a Halloween party at school. But those are my memories of Halloween as a kid. Quite a bit different from today with, you know, the official night and the official time, you know, from 6 to 7 or whatever. And I guess that makes it convenient for folks who want to participate, want to have kids come to their door. They know when they've got to be home and be ready and have the candy ready. Yeah. But somehow, I don't know, it seems to have lost the informality and the romanticism of years gone by. How was it when you were a kid? An official day and a time for Halloween? 283-2525 is our number, 283-2525. Tell you something else. I saw a story on the wire earlier this week about the average amount that people spend on Halloween these days. It's astronomical. On average, every American spends $87 on Halloween. I can tell you that there must be some people who spend a lot more than that because they'd have to even out for me. I spend practically nothing on Halloween. So where do people spend all this money? Costumes? To the best of my knowledge, I never had a bought Halloween costume anytime when I was a kid. And I have three siblings. I have a brother and two sisters. And nobody ever had a purchased costume. We went to the store and purchased a costume. We made them up. You know, out of old clothes and stuff like that. Might have had a mask, or you might have had a mask that your brother or sister wore the year before, and you kind of repurposed it, you know. But our costumes were always made up out of old clothes, you know. Go up to the rag bag and dig out some old stuff, or maybe some old clothes of grandma or your great aunt or something like that. Throw something together and, you know, that was it. But we never had the money with four kids in the family. Never had the money to buy costumes. But again, I think you miss out on some of the fun, you know. It was fun to go up in the attic and start digging around and try to put a costume together. It was fun. Pleasant memories of Halloween. Pleasant. You know where the name Halloween comes from? Halloween, that has a Christian origin. Now, there were celebrations at this time of the year, long before we had the name Halloween. We'll talk about that in a minute or so. We need to take a break, though, before we get too far behind schedule here today, so let's do that. One of our sponsors on It's Your Turn today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler, and during the month of October, which we're wrapping up today, they've been marking the 16th anniversary of the move of their Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store to the Greater Butler Mart. Yeah, it was 16 years ago they moved there. And it's very convenient. It's great for folks who want to donate unused, unwanted or used items to the thrift store. Greater Butler Mart, Route 8 South. Tons of free parking right outside the door. And remember that all of the revenue generated by the operation of that store stays right here in Butler County to help support the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank and their client aid program. And both of those programs are very, very active. In the 16 years that the thrift store has been at the Greater Butler Mart, they've distributed close to $1.4 million in client aid. This is for needy families who need help at the end of the month with a doctor bill or a heating bill or whatever. And the food bank is now serving more than 1,600 people every month. Good stuff done by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul to help the less fortunate in our community. They like to say we stand at tallest when we stoop to help others. And they'd like to put out a special thanks to all the organizations and businesses and people and churches who have helped them with their efforts over the past years. Society of St. Vincent de Paul.
The Battery Warehouse Plus family is proud to announce the opening of West End Tire and Service, formerly Seaman Tire Services. Keeping commerce alive in Butler is important, and at West End Tire and Service, they vow to keep the same great people and great service that Seaman's provided for years by offering a vast selection of tires, installation, and service. West End Tire and Service is looking forward to serving the community and expanding their service offerings in the near future. Stop by West End Tire and Service, 459 West Cunningham Street in Butler, or call 724-287-6973.
By the way, talking about Halloween, we have a Halloween special coming up this evening here on WISR with some of the spooky music of years gone by that would be appropriate on Halloween. And that's 7 to 9 tonight. Is that when it's on? Here on WISR, so you can tune in and hear some spooky sounds of Halloween tonight. Should be a good program. The name Halloween is of Christian origin, and it really dates back to the mid-1700s. Now, before that, there were celebrations at this time of the year for a number of reasons, end of the harvest season. Many of the celebrations were in Celtic countries, not just Ireland, but other Celtic countries, Wales, Scotland, Isle of Man, northern Spain. And they celebrated the midway point between the first day of fall and the first day of winter, which is today. Yeah. But then in Christian times, in the mid-1700s, the name Halloween came into play because Halloween is a contraction of Hallowed Evening. Hallowed Evening, it's the night before All Saints Day. So Halloween is the night before All Saints Day. All Saints Day is tomorrow. Okay, let's go to the phone, see if some people have things to say about this topic. Hi there, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
I think the adults are taking over Halloween.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah,
it's the second biggest party night after New Year's Eve for adults.
Yeah, and they tend to do a lot of drinking, unfortunately, and that makes it all the more dangerous to be out on the roads, right?
Well, if you do it in your neighborhood, you can, you know, you walk back and forth to somebody's house or whatever and hang out, but I don't see that many kids out as I used to have in my neighborhood. I used to have like 80 kids. Mm-hmm. I'm down to like maybe 35, 40 now.
You know, I've talked to other people who say the same thing. And, you know, in certain crowded neighborhoods, whether it's here in the city of Butler, I know I talked with some folks who live in Meridian, and, I mean, they used to have hundreds, of kids who would visit in an hour's time, and their numbers are down, too. It just doesn't seem to be as popular as it used to be.
Although I do remember when we were younger, you know, I think it was, trick-or-treat must have been 2 hours in the city of Butler.
Mm-hmm.
But our take was, you know, we'd look at a block. You only see a couple lights on. You're like, okay, that's not worth it.
I never, as I was saying before, I only have memories of doing that for 3, maybe 4 years. You know, I was a little kid. And there was always two or three parents who went with the gang. You know, we'd have a gang of, 10 or 12 kids with a couple of moms who would stand back on the sidewalk. And, that was it.
That's another thing that happens now. I usually just stand outside so they keep opening the door back and forth. And it'll be dead. And then all of a sudden there'll be a gang of, like, you know, 10, 12 kids come up with a couple parents. Then you get hit real hard. And then it's dead for a while.
I know some
pun
people
intended there for Halloween, but
depending on the weather, I know some people who set up a little table out in the front yard and they just sit out there, you know, waiting for the kids to go by. It makes it a lot easier than opening the door.
I do like the commercial where they where you can see who's at your door, and they have like one candy only, and the kid takes like two or three, and the guy screams at him. Have you seen that commercial?
I have. Yeah. Oh my. Well, hey, listen,
thanks
for sharing with us. Good to talk with you
today.
All right,
stay dry.
You too. 283-2525 is the number, Open Talk. Hi there, caller. Thanks for waiting. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Just fine. How are you today?
Good. I just wanted to ask if you have ever heard stories about younger kids trick-or-treating, being traumatized by being having their candy stolen by teenagers.
I have never heard. I never heard of that. Have you heard of that happening?
Stories of like a 5, 6, 7, 8 year old, 9 year old being traumatized by being attacked by a teenager.
Yeah, well, that's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
What kind of a
thanks.
What kind of a sick mind would do that? Huh? My goodness.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh yeah. Thank you. 283-2525 is our number. Halloween night. Halloween, All Hallows Eve, Hallow Evening, Halloween is what we shortened it to. That's the contraction, Halloween. Something else we used to do. I think people still do this, whether they have kids or not, carving a pumpkin, right? Making a jack-o'-lantern and putting a candle in it. And that was usually good for about 2 or 3 nights. And then the face started to cave in, and the pumpkin was ready for the trash heap. And it started to go bad and spoil and got all black and everything from the candle smoke. But that was fun, you know, carving a pumpkin. And again, something that I honestly only remember doing, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years, and then probably watching my younger siblings do it as they were going through that that age. But it's fun time, you know. It's fun time. Doesn't necessarily have to be scary, although that seems to be the case today. And as that earlier caller said, seem to be a lot of adults celebrating Halloween more these days than kids. Well, we've got guests coming in shortly, but we do want to take a couple of minutes and talk today about some tips for young people about when to get started looking for their life's work, or at least starting to explore the idea of thinking about what they want to do with their lives after they finish school. So we have a couple of minutes that we're able to chat with Tamara Raymond, who has written a neat little book. When I say little book, it is. It's about the size of a cell phone for younger people to start thinking about a career. So we'll check in with her. She's not in Butler. We'll be talking with her on the telephone. She'll be coming up next after this break on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR in the very wet condition. Boy, it's putting her down out there right now, isn't it? We will be back to talk with Tamara right after these words.
Do you have a discount card at your favorite food store to get special savings? Compassionate Certification Center is here to get you a medical marijuana card. Because with a medical card, prices are half what you'd pay elsewhere. Don't get stuck paying double for your medical or recreational marijuana. Recreational states charge double if you are not a medical patient. Be ahead of the game. Visit cccregister.com and in three easy steps, get your card. cccregister.com or call 888-316-9085.
Undoubtedly, the most influential band of all time was the Beatles, with 20 number one hits. Experience one of the top-rated Beatles tribute bands, A Hard Day's Night, at Tanglewood Center on Saturday, November 16th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Dinner buffet by Chef George at 7, showtime at 8. Only $35. As always, it's BYOB. There's no doubt why this group was invited to Liverpool, England, to perform during International Beatles Week. For tickets, call Tanglewood at 287-0021.
Coming up on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR today, listeners, I'm Dave Malarkey. We're going to be talking about careering. This is especially important for teens and young adults and parents of teens and young adults. Visiting with us by telephone is guest Tamara Raymond, author of Careering, the Pocket Guide to Exploring Your Future Career. Tamara, nice to meet you. Nice to have you with us for a few minutes here today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the title of your little book is Careering. Maybe we should start out by defining what you mean by that term. What does it mean when you say careering, Tamara?
Absolutely. So careering, the premise behind it, it's all about taking action. So it's about taking the steps to fulfill on, you know, your career or what you want that to look like. So whether that's becoming an entrepreneur, having the job of your dreams, what have you. It's not just thinking about it, but actually doing what you need to do to get there.
And young people need to start this early. You say in your book that sometimes you hear from kids who say, well, I'm only 15. I can't start thinking about a career yet. You say, au contraire.
Yep.
That's just the age to start thinking about it, right?
That is the age to start. The sooner you start, the much more you have much more of an advantage, really, because what I've found is young people particularly will say, I'm interested in something, and then when you do it, you realize that it's not what you thought it was. So say, for example, doing really well, loving English class, it's like you want to be a writer, and then you get the opportunity to write professionally for a couple of days, and you're like, okay, that is not what I thought it would be. So the earlier you start, the more opportunities you have to play and explore in some of these areas that you might be interested in. And to also garner as much information as you can from, say, informational interviews or just really stepping out there and doing and interacting with people and trying new things out.
You have actually some blank pages, almost like workbook pages in your little book where, you know, teens and young adults can write down things that you're talking about, how to begin careering, what careers might appeal to you, and so on and so forth. By the way, when I say little book, this is a terrific book. It's about the size of my cell phone, Tamara, so you could easily slip this in your pocket and take it with you. I'm sure you designed it that way on purpose.
It was specifically designed that way. It took something. I wanted to get as much information as I could condensed into a format that wasn't intimidating. You know, it's easy to read, you know, and contains, like, easy-to-use steps. You can have your pen. and you can have your notebook, and, you know, you can just jot notes down as you think of them versus putting it down and then having to go somewhere later, forgetting about it. So you can take it with you everywhere where you go, literally.
You have various steps that you list in the book. One of them is a listing of key resources to help you explore different career options. What are the some of those key resources, Tamara?
Yes, so I find that there are lots of things we don't think about when we're embarking on something new. And I've broken the resources down into, you know, people, places, things. So in the world of people, believe it or not, for young people, your parents could be a great resource. Your family members, your friends, people you trust, who you see every day, who you may not have thought of. And I'm guilty of this even when writing the book, right? I just happened to be having a conversation with my mother one morning and told her, I was sharing with her that I'm about to edit the book. And she said to me, well, why don't you reach out to your aunt, you know, who's the chair of an English department of a major university? Yes, I wrote the network, and it didn't even occur to me. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, really places and people and things that we can explore that even as adults or people who've been around for a long while, you know, we may not think about. And so one of the important things, especially in the component of, say, people, is sharing what you're up to with them. I had another example where, you know, I had a particular client who, you know, went to this gas station every week. You know, and she and the attendant had a great relationship. You know, they would say, hi, how are you, a lot. And then this one day, the attendant asked her, well, how are you doing? Instead of saying good, great, and getting in the car and leaving, you know, she actually stopped and shared about a project she was passionate about. You know, what she didn't know was that the attendant knew the governor and was able to put her in touch with him, and her project exploded. Mm. You know, it was very successful. Yeah. So, you know, there are lots of places we could go to, people we could talk to, that, you know, just at a first glance we might not think of.
What about getting a part-time job or an internship? Is this important for teens and young adults?
It is. It is. One thing that I make perfectly clear is that you don't want to do anything that will ever interfere with your grades. Your priority is always doing well in school. But at the same time, you know, during that period as a teen, there are a lot of opportunities to explore even with extracurricular activities. So, you know, you could be participating in a theater, the drama club theater production, or, you know, say you're interested in journalism, you know, the school paper, what have you. There are lots of opportunities that you can start trying things out and then maybe applying for those summer immersion programs, intense programs, and full-time internships during the summer when you have more time. The key is to know what works for you, and definitely reach out to your parents or people around you to help support you in that.
You also have some great tips on interviews, how to interview. I love this thing that you call your interviewing skills cheat sheet, with just some quick ideas that you know, teens, young adults may not think about when they're going on an interview. This book is it's short. It's only 80 pages. It's easy to read, and there are things that you might not even realize are important. For example, writing a thank you letter after an interview. You never know how that might affect things.
Yes. It's very important because, you know, the 5 or so years I was a recruiter, I may not have noticed all the times when, you know, I got a thank you letter, but I sure noticed when I didn't get one.
Hmm.
You know, so it makes a huge difference.
The title of the book, again, listeners, is Careering, Pocket Guide to Exploring Your Future Career by Tamara Raymond. Where is the book available, Tamara? Where can people find this?
It's available pretty much everywhere at this point, and also online. And you can go to my website also at thecareeringbook.com. So that's thecareeringbook.com. And there's also additional articles and information on my blog on what have you. And as a special gift for your listeners, if they contact me through the site, I will give them a free comprehensive interview guide.
Terrific. Good idea for a stocking stuffer, maybe, folks, if you've got
absolutely.
A teen or a young adult in the family. Tamara, thanks for talking with us today. You got some good tips here. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me. Have a great day.
And you too.
The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot has delicious, all-natural, free-roaming turkeys and chickens to make your Thanksgiving meal special this year. Their birds are handled with extreme care and are preservative and additive-free. Buy your turkey frozen today or get it fresh right before the big holiday meal. For the tastiest turkeys and chickens in Western PA, call the Jones Turkey Farm, 724-352-2450, or visit jonesturkeyfarm.com. The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot, quite simply the best.
Shopping for a mortgage? Don't just compare the mortgage rates. At Armco Credit Union, they'll not only offer a competitive rate, but they may be able to save you money with lower fees and closing costs. Whether you're looking for a VA, FHA, or conventional loan, they're here to help guide you through the mortgage process so you can make the best decision for your situation. Call today, 724-284-2020. Don't have time to call or visit? Apply for a mortgage online at armcocu.com. Like them on Facebook and be the first to learn about their promotions or events. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Welcome back, good friends, and we welcome our next guest who's with us live here in the studio today. Allison DeLuca is the Community Relations Representative for Life Steps here in Butler. Allison, nice to have you here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We have a tradition of long standing coming up next week here in our area. Tell us what it is.
Yes, so we are celebrating, Life Steps is celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Election Day Pancake Festival. It's a partnership with the Butler Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 12-hour day of pancakes and sausage, all you can eat. And again, it's 60 years. This event has been 60 years in the making. Which
I can't believe
fantastic.
That this has been going on for 60 years.
I know.
Wow.
It's pretty great.
Wow.
Yeah. Such a long-standing tradition in the community.
And for the past several years, this has been at the Tanglewood Center, just off Hanson Avenue. Same location
correct.
This year?
Yes, Tanglewood Center. You know, the small details are the same, $6 pre-sale tickets, which are available now at Life Steps or from your local Rotarian. And, Tanglewood Center beginning at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And that's when the polls open, right?
Yes. Yes.
7 a.m.
Yep. So go vote, then come on in. Have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with us.
I have had them. Well, I haven't had them for breakfast because I'm on the air at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had a late lunch after I finished this program on many election days. And there are occasions when I've had pancakes and sausage for dinner.
There's nothing
wrong with that.
No, we get a very good dinner crowd at this event, which is great.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I enjoy. I do it, you know, I go every year. First of all, I love pancakes and sausage, number one. And number two, there's always a bunch of people there that some of them you haven't seen for a while.
Right.
Maybe since last Election Day. So there's always a chance to socialize a little bit.
Yeah. And that's what we like about it. It's such a great opportunity to get the community together, people you don't always see, and, you know, just have a good day.
And not only that, but the pancakes are fresh cooked.
Yes.
It's not like, you know, they were cooked 3 hours ago and they've been in under a heating light somewhere. Did you ever get those in some restaurants?
Yeah, at restaurants.
Ah, they're like rubber. It's like eating a rubber doormat. You can watch these being baked right there on the griddle.
That's a good selling
before
point.
Before your very eyes, you know?
Yeah. Our local Rotary Club, they are the ones flipping the pancakes. Yep. So.
And they do a good job.
They do.
They're hot and they're fresh and they're delicious. Next Tuesday.
Next
Election
Tuesday.
Day. And you can go as early as 7 a.m.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That means there'll be Rotarians there well before that, firing up the griddles and mixing up the batter and getting everything going.
Yep. Getting the coffee started. That's always a good thing. First thing in the morning.
That's right. Coffee, get a little orange juice going.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm getting hungry just talking about it, Allison.
I know. It's lunchtime.
Yeah. I love pancakes. And could you, can you go back for seconds if you want
sure.
to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all you can eat.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Well, you can only eat so many pancakes.
Right,
you know?
Right. There is a limit, but yes.
They kind of expand after you eat
they
them.
Do. They do.
But they are delicious. And, of course, you're helping a good cause, right? Where do the proceeds of the Pancake Festival go?
So the proceeds of this event benefit the LifeSteps Family Caring Fund, which is the fund that supports all of the programs and services that LifeSteps provides to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So not very many people realize the depth of LifeSteps programs and services.
I want to talk about that in some detail because you're right. A lot of people may not realize just how much, what a wide variety of services are offered. I was doing a little research so that I sounded a little smarter than I am when I talked to you. I didn't realize that we're talking about LifeSteps services. It goes all the way back to 1923.
Yes, yeah.
When the organization that we now know as LifeSteps here locally began as, it was like something like the National Organization for Crippled Children or
correct.
Some long name
yes,
like that.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. And back in those days, in the 1920s, you know, those services weren't common.
Mm-hmm.
It was very a very new kind of theme to have an organization that serves children with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And from my understanding of it, just working at LifeSteps, you know, it's something that the community was kind of hesitant about at first, but then as the need grew and people saw the need for services, it has expanded into what it is today.
I think a lot of the early work was done for victims of polio. You know, when the polio epidemic
yes,
was...
Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. And the Butler Rotary is, or not just the Butler Rotary, but the Rotary Club International mm-hmm. is big into eradicating polio. They were a huge part of that.
Pretty much gone around the
yes,
world.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's a good example of how the services offered by LifeSteps have expanded well beyond the original scope.
Right.
I want to take a quick break and then talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Absolutely.
You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISR on a Thursday, one of the rainiest and wettest Halloweens that we've had in a long, long time. It has really been pouring out there for the last hour or so. You said you thought it maybe tapered off
it
a little bit.
It was kind of dying down a little bit, so.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed.
I know.
Probably starting again before you go back outside. We'll take a break. Back to talk more with Allison here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
Welcome your fall morning with the best fall breakfast at Michael's Restaurant. In the fall, mornings are chilly and you just don't want to get up. But head to Michael's Restaurant and savor their pumpkin pancakes, cornmeal mush, or their popular buckwheat pancakes. Breakfast lovers, it's worth getting out of bed for. I promise.
Hop the bus. Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way. Getting there stops here. Just hop the bus. Easy and economical. Just hop the bus. No car, no problem. The bus will get you there. 'Cause that's what we do. Hop the bus. Leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
It's time to celebrate the fall season with supplies from Osterling's Lawn and Garden. They have a huge selection of fall and Halloween decorations like pumpkins, corn stalks, and mums. Their fall flower bulbs are in, including the ice cream tulip, tulip mixes, crocus, and more.
This time of year is great to plant grass seed, lime, and fertilize your lawn. And they have Lignetics hardwood pellets in stock to help keep the heat on for those cool fall nights. Kick off the fall season at Osterling's Lawn and Garden, where they'll have everything you'll need at a great price.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Allison DeLuca. Allison is with Life Steps. She's Community Relations Representative for Life Steps, and she's here to remind all of us that the 60th, count them, 60th anniversary of the Life Steps Rotary Pancake Festival will take place next Tuesday on Election Day. We want to talk a little bit about the scope of services offered by Life Steps here locally. Allison, let's talk first of all about services for children.
Sure.
And so, there are many even in that category.
There are many in that category, yes. So one of our biggest programs is our Child Check program, which is a free developmental screening for children birth to age 5. And what Child Check does is provides that screening to parents and families to make sure that their child is meeting developmental milestones. Mm-hmm. So if you have a concern about your child's speech or their motor skills, it's a free screening, and our certified screeners will go in, and it's like playing games with the children. So they don't even realize that they're being evaluated. And at the end of this 30-minute session, the screener will come and talk to the family and kind of give you next steps as to what you can or should do.
I'm amazed at how your trained individuals can find potential problems in even very, very young kids. I mean,
yes.
If you've got a kid who's, 3-4 years old, and you're trying to check their vision, you can't use an eye chart, you know, like you usually use at the eye doctor. They don't know the letters yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there are little kids who have vision problems, and they would be much aided by getting glasses at a very young age,
right,
far before they could read a letter chart.
Mm-hmm. And that is what's so amazing about this screening program and Life Steps in general, is we are such an advocate for early education and early intervention, because those years, those 0 to 5, are so important in development and mm-hmm. what finding any kind of problem might do for them down the road. It's an amazing program.
Could be vision, could be hearing. If there's a hearing problem, that would hamper the development of speech.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because they wouldn't be able to hear and imitate speech.
And even learning disorders, or if a child's on the autism spectrum, yes, that screening can detect for that as well.
That's something relatively new. Autism has been with us, but we've learned a great deal more about it over the past couple of generations, mm-hmm. and research is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked with medical experts, and they say they're really not sure whether there's just a lot more kids who are on the autism spectrum these days, or whether it's just that we're now recognizing autism for what it always has
been.
What
it always has been, right.
And, you know, we're able to diagnose it better. And this this Life Steps Child Check, even little kids,
mm-hmm.
they can diagnose the possibility of on the autism spectrum. What do they look for? Reaction to certain things that they hold up or something like
that?
Yeah,
you know, as far as what happens in the screening,
you're not a trained.
I'm not trained in that either.
I know they look for stuff like eye movement and
they do,
and smiling. You know,
yes, they talk about and they look at motor skills and they play games, and it's all going to be based on age. So there's mm-hmm. different games that they play based on the age of the child. So, you know, a newborn to a 12-month-old is going to be a little different than a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. So just to.
And it's so important to, if you have a little one who has any of these problems one way or another, to know about them early.
Correct.
Not find out whenever they start to school.
Right.
Because you've already lost 5 or 6 years of development.
Even just in my time working at Life Steps, I have learned the benefit of that early intervention mm-hmm. and just the effects that it has for families and children down the road.
Do you have to be referred by a physician to get a child check?
You do not. It is free.
I was just going to ask you what it costs. Free.
It is free. Wow. Free service. We do screenings around the community. We have public, not I guess not public, but we advertise specific times around the community. But you can always call LifeSteps and ask to speak to the child check coordinator, and they can set up an appointment.
What about other children's services that are available through LifeSteps?
So child check kind of leads into our all-inclusive preschool. So we have preschool for children starting at 3 years old. We are a Pennsylvania pre-K counts provider, so we offer free preschool for families if they meet a certain income bracket. So we do that here in Butler.
Okay.
We also do that in Armstrong County and Beaver County.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In Butler, is it at the LifeSteps
yes,
Center there?
The LifeSteps Center on Newcastle Road. That is our early education center. We have full day and half day classes. And like I said, it's an all-inclusive preschool, so it's for children both with and without disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And as a part of that, we do have the option for children to have NCAP childcare. So if a parent goes into work at 8 o'clock in the morning, preschool doesn't start till 9:15. They can go to childcare prior to preschool, go to school, go back to childcare.
What about other things like Head Start or Pre-K Counts or some of those other programs?
So Pre-K Counts is what we offer at LifeSteps. And most people aren't always familiar with Pre-K Counts unless you have kids in that age range. But yes, like I said, it's a free preschool for qualifying families. Head Start's a little bit of a different program.
Well, if you have kids in that age category, God bless you. There's a lot of work going on at that age.
Yes, yes.
So these are services for children, and we're kind of truncating here because we have a lot of ground to cover. As Allison said earlier, many folks will be astonished to learn about the range of services that are available these days through LifeSteps. What about services for adults with disabilities, Allison?
Yes, so we have a great assortment of programs for people with disabilities. Some of them developmental disabilities, and others for it could just be a physical disability.
Okay, so it could be physical or intellectual.
In some of the programs, yes. So, for instance, we have community homes, which provides 24/7, 365 care for individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities.
I did not know that.
Yes.
In various communities?
Yes, throughout Armstrong, Butler, Beaver, Washington, Indiana, and more.
You have quite a large geographical footprint
these
days. We
do. We have a very large, and we're always, that's the one thing that, you know, is truly amazing about this organization is that if we can meet a need, we're open to that expansion. If some of our programs have been formed because of that need, because of a conversation someone in the organization had with someone in the community and said, hey, this is a program that we need that is vital to the future of our children and our loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And programs have formed just from those conversations, which is truly amazing.
Now, for these services for adults with disabilities, either physical or intellectual disabilities, do you have to be referred to LifeSteps, or can people just call and get information? How's that work?
Yes, so you can call. I feel like that's kind of an open thing. You know, if you ever have any questions about services or programs, you can call the LifeSteps Center, 724-283-1010. call the organization, and if we can't help you, we will try to find who can help you. There are so many great resources throughout Butler County that if we can't help you, we will definitely help you find someone who can.
LifeSteps' main headquarters here in Butler is located, the address is Newcastle Road, but it's kind of the very end of Newcastle Road. It would be the corner of Newcastle and Eberhardt.
Correct.
It's right across the road from Staples. That's the best way to describe it if you're not sure where it is.
It's a good way to describe it. People know where that is.
It's quite a large building, much larger. I remember the first time I was in the building, I was surprised at how big it is inside.
Yes.
it's kind of partially hidden now by hedges and trees. So if you're driving by, you might not realize just how big it is.
Well, and it's kind of on a hillside, so just looking at the front of the building, you don't realize how big it is, and it goes downhill a little bit. But if anyone's interested in a tour or wants to learn more about Life Steps, they can call me, and I'm happy to arrange that.
And we want to talk about a few more services, but we have to take another break. So let's do that, and we'll be back to talk more with Allison DeLuca from Life Steps on the Halloween edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Chatting today with Allison DeLuca from Life Steps. There was a time when it was known as Easter Seals, but that's a long, long time ago that the decision was made by the governing board to change the name to Life Steps, and it really says more in the name of the organization about the services that are available today.
Right. Yes, I would agree with that. Yes.
And there are more things than what we've already talked about. Life Steps offers a wide variety of services for seniors, too, yes. Do they not?
Yes. So here in Butler County specifically, we have our Adult Day Health Program, which is a medically monitored day program for seniors. And basically what this program provides, not only does it provide care for seniors, but it also provides that rest that caregivers might need. Mm-hmm. So I like to use the example of if you're taking care of a parent or a grandparent, but you're working full-time. This program is a chance for you to know that your family member or your loved one is being taken care of during the day. It also has been proven to delay nursing home care. Mm-hmm. So it lets a family member live at home, live with you, without being placed in a nursing home.
Does this take place all at the same location, or are there?
Yes, yes. Okay. And that's a really good point. So our early education centers are upstairs. Our adult day health program is downstairs. Mm-hmm. So for today, for instance, Halloween, the little kids from the classrooms went downstairs to visit the grandmas and grandpas downstairs, and they played some games and they trick-or-treated a little bit. So that intergenerational connection is being made, and it's just a really great – I get to take pictures of those events, which is really fun.
So for – it would depend on the circumstances within the family, but to use your example, if an adult child was caring for an aging parent,
correct,
and the adult child had to work, mm-hmm. go to work every day, they could take their mom or dad to the adult day health services,
correct,
and then pick them up mm-hmm. on the way back home. There are other circumstances, though. There might be an adult child caring for an aging parent who's not working outside the home, but who just needs a day off once a week, you know?
And that self-care for caregivers is so important, mm-hmm. so important, because, you know, you hear that cliche of you can't pour from an empty cup type of thing. You know, you have to recharge and take care of yourself to help take care of others. And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the many benefits of this program.
There are tragic stories of people who literally worked themselves to death, mm-hmm. literally.
Yes,
You know, providing loving care to mm-hmm. a spouse or an aging parent, yeah.
Right.
So without going into an incredible amount of detail, it's a structured day for the seniors who are in adult day health services,
yes. So,
activities and so on.
Correct. So we have an activities coordinator who plans different kinds of craft activities and physical activities, you know, just to maintain interaction mm-hmm. and help with motor skills or, you know, fine motor skills, things like that. But it's also, it's been proven that that environment with seniors in that type of phase in their life, that interaction has also helped with depression and Alzheimer's. There's all kinds of studies out there.
Yeah, just think about it, folks. In many situations, that individual, that aging parent, would be by themselves
right.
in the home.
Right.
This gives them an opportunity to socialize with others mm-hmm. of a similar age and see
right.
them and have new friends and so on. Very important.
And I've come to learn it's not something you realize you need until you need it. So
well
it's,
said.
Yes.
Yeah, well said.
So it's my job is just to try to make the community aware that we're here when you do need us.
We've scratched the surface only because
yes,
of the limited time available here, but wanted to give you an idea of the breadth of services that
yes.
are offered through, really, from the beginning of life to the end
to
stages
the end,
of life.
Yes, yeah. And everything in between.
Life steps mm-hmm. throughout that. And as you mentioned earlier, your geographical footprint now, even though you're headquartered in Butler, extends to several counties in Western Pennsylvania.
Yes. So currently we're in 10 counties, but we're always open and willing to expand wherever we're needed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you can help fund some of these great programs, folks, by eating some pancakes.
Yes.
next Tuesday. And it's not like you're doing penance or, you know, wearing a hair shirt to help out life steps. My goodness, you're getting a great meal.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over the details on that, Allison. First
yes.
of all, it's Election Day.
Election
Rotarians
Day.
Teaming up with Life Steps as they have
yes,
since
for
the very
many
beginning.
Years. Yes, they've
yeah.
been. It's been a partnership with the Rotary for 60 years.
Mm-hmm. And for many Rotarians, I mean, they, you know, they don't work the entire day, but they take long shifts on the griddle.
They do, yes.
Flipping those flapjacks and
mm-hmm.
Cooking up the pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, starts at 7 o'clock in the morning next
7
Tuesday.
7 a.m.
next
Tuesday.
That's when
Tuesday.
The polls open.
Yep, November 5th. Runs for 12 hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are on sale now for $6. You can get them at Life Steps. And the local Rotary Club is selling them. So if you know a Rotarian or know someone in the Rotary, let them know you want some tickets.
Well, you can also get them at the door at
yes,
the Tanglewood.
Yeah, I should say that. Yes, you can get them at the door. They are $7 at the door. And also, we are always in need of volunteers to help with the day.
Oh, good.
So if anybody is interested in volunteering, you can just show up and let me know you want to volunteer. I'm open to that. Or you can call me at Life Steps.
As I told you, I go every year, and there are volunteers. Sometimes young people who are
mm-hmm.
helping to wipe off a table, put down new place settings for
yes.
the next people that come to that table.
And, you know, what's really great is so we have a transition program, which is for students with developmental disabilities who are coming out of high school looking for their next step in life, whether they want to go to school, get a job. So those students come and help volunteer for the day. And so if you're there from like 9 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to see one of our students just helping us out. So
somebody wants to volunteer next Tuesday, they can call you?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. Yes, we need volunteers all day.
Well, it'll be a hopping place. It always is at Tanglewood on Election Day for the annual 60th annual
mm-hmm.
Life Steps Rotary Pancake Festival. I still can't believe 6 years they've been doing this. What a wonderful event.
And I should mention, we're changing the theme up a little this year. So it's still Election Day, obviously, but we're throwing it back to a little bit of a diner, vintage diner feel. So
oh,
it
yeah?
should be a fun day.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be anxious to see what it looks like. Allison DeLuca visiting with us today. Allison is the community relations representative for Life Steps. Thanks for stopping by. Well,
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for making me so hungry for pancakes. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to wait till next Tuesday. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
And we thank our earlier guest, too, when we chatted with Tamara Raymond about young people getting started on looking for career possibilities at a young age. And thank you, listeners, for being with us today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Watch out for the little ones who are going to be out trick-or-treating tonight. Hopefully the rain will have tapered off by then. Keep our fingers crossed. And I hope you can join us tomorrow for the Friday edition of It's Your Turn. Among other things, we will meet this year's Butler County Veteran of the Year, who has been selected and will be featured at the Veterans Day Parade coming up very, very shortly now on November the 11th. So hope you can be with us for that on tomorrow's program.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Don't sleep in the subway, darling.